Begin. Hello.
Again?
Begin. Welcome to the Anime Pod. Begin. Yes. I'm sorry. I got a special guest with me this week. Her voice a little deep, but Brittany Renner in the building. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what's up to the people. Let them know what you do, who you are.
Hey. My voice come with bass, son. That's just kind of what it is. Can't do nothing about it.
Got it. We doing good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you pulling up on the pod. You made some headlines this week, so I just wanted to reach out, and you said yes, so what's up?
I just want to have a guy hold my hand the same way Pop did, man, this week's episode, because, you know, I watched Dragon Quest, and just kind of... I'm a nerd with a booty.
Watch his Dragon Quest. Who would have thought?
Man, I like impressing people. You know, it's my truth. My truth. I just kind of let it happen and let it permeate the jewels of the world.
That's wild. Because there's a lot of jewels of this world that would definitely love to. I mean, back on track. But yeah.
That didn't sound appropriate.
What are you talking about? Another episode. We're doing virtual again. More shit came up, so we're here. Next week we promise, maybe we'll be back. But yeah.
No, nigga, no. Yo, you promised last week.
It's not COVID related. It's just life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, listen, it happens. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Can't always have what you want, have your cake and eat it too, even though it's cake, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, but...
I guess.
Nevertheless, how you doing? How's everything?
Doing well. Today is Sunday. Sunday means Demon Slayer, so it's a good Sunday. I ain't gonna lie. Actually, I got my boy right here. Just so support. I got as a gift. You know.
The legend.
So he had to pull up on me real quick. Shout out to
You sent me a picture of that. Where the fuck did you get that from? I was really confused because I was like, you're not the one to really get figures or anything like that at all unless it's Funko's from a particular series.
Yeah. It was a gift.
It is really shocking.
It was a gift. There are a few figures that might be arriving soon because... Once I, like, get into something, I don't stop. That's the issue. If I don't get stuff, you kind of know it's like a snowball effect. So there might be some things popping up. And I did figure out what I'm going to do for the giveaway. So that should be arriving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. I mean, news to me, nigga. Golly.
Yeah, I just took it upon myself. Go. So, yeah.
What figures, what properties are these figures from?
So I haven't bought them yet, but I've been looking. Naruto, I saw one.
You've been thinking?
Yeah, Naruto, I saw one pretty clean. Fullmetal Alchemist, I saw one pretty clean. Just looking around. I'm not going too crazy though. Nothing over maybe $100. I might go up there, but typically I'm trying to stay towards like 50 or so. But yeah, nothing too crazy.
I was looking at even outside of anime, there's these Batman ones. There's this Red Hood from this company, Kotobukiya. I think that's how you say it.
Mm.
And they have this like glossy red on the mask and on everything else. And he has an ill way of posture. What do they call that? Like
the pose.
The figure.
Yeah.
The pose. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I was thinking of everything but pose, but he has like a really ill pose. And it just screams badass fight. Like, it's just too clean. And then there's, like, a Batman one. There's a Red Robin. There's a Damian. There's a couple others. I think Nightwing's in there, too. And I was like, bro, look.
Bro, I was looking at just,
the best way to have it is to have the set.
Yeah, that's the toughest part, bro. Like, that's what the issue is with figures. Because, like, you want one, and you're like, all right, bro. Like, that one's clean. But, like, the rest of them are just as dope. So, do I stop or do I just, like, I don't know. It's tough.
It's a problem.
It's tough, yeah.
It is a true problem.
I was looking at something, and then it was like a Red X cosplay or something, but look hella clean. So like, bro, like I kind of need a Red X figure if there is one out there that looks dope enough. Like that might be on my list. I ain't gonna lie.
So, do you remember how you would always talk about the fact that we would watch the same shit and it's weird? I don't mean to gay our relationship up even more, but I promise you, I will put on everything. I was looking for a Red X figure this week, and I looked on everything. On God, bro, because Red X is just ill. Like his design, like everything he's got going on, Red X is just fire. And I couldn't find fucking shit. There was nothing out there that I was able to find. All you kind of got moved to was like Damien, was everyone else but Red X.
I mean, lucky for me, I noticed a Red X Funko Pop, so I could kind of like satisfy my urge for him. But other than that, that kind of sucks.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that a fact?
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. It could have been a fan-made one, but I'm pretty sure it's like authentic.
I just found it.
Yeah, so
Yep.
I might gotta
Yeah.
do that one. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's
Yep.
Teen Titans Go, but I don't care.
Yes. Number 583. And it says Robin as Red X.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it.
They should do away with this ghost shit. Like, you know, people buy it if it just says Teen Titans, or you know that, right? Like, they know that.
Bro, so I was talking about that the other day, actually. So Mad Cartoons are getting that treatment of like the baby fi cutesy look, whatever. So, this dude right beside me, Ice Bear, they have a new show like Ice, like was it We Bear Bears, like babies or whatever. I don't know what it is, but they're all like a little smaller, cute version of it. Teen Titans Go had it. A lot of I don't just like older shows, but freaking what's someone called? American Dragon Jake Long, they did like a cuter version. Like they always like changes to a cuter style. I don't know if like the new animation industry, like that's what's selling right now. I don't know if like the demographic is changing, so they're just catering more towards younger audience. I don't know what it is, but a lot of these series keep taking that route, and yeah, I'm not really a fan of that. It's cool, I guess, if you're making money off of it, but like as a fan that likes these properties, it's like, bro, like keep it as it is. Why are you changing it up?
Yeah, that shit is super whack. That shit is really, really whack. And even, well, doesn't Soul Eater have one? And Attack on Titan? And some of, like, I think some anime, I think even Fist of the North Star has one too, if I'm not
Really?
mistaken. Yeah, it has like a spin-off. Is Soul Eater not like a spin-off comedy type,
So
chibi type shit?
not chibi, it's a spin-off. It definitely is like a different art style and everything, but it's still not the cutesy stuff. It's, you know what I mean? It's not like that. I know,
Huh.
yeah, AOT, I think they do
Interesting.
have like a classroom or some shit where it's like cute or chibi or like, yeah, I don't know.
Yes, junior ju Attack on Titan Junior High, which is like a spoof on it, kind of just fucking around. And then I think I remember seeing, because I was looking into when Fist of the North Star was releasing all their volumes, and it was talking about how there's a spin-off following, I forget which character, but it was all in that same vein of just fuckery, Teen Titans Go type shit, which is whack.
That's weird. Fist of the North Star? Like, why would a property that's so raw and rugged, like, switch it so drastically? That's kind of
I
strange.
hate that shit.
But it is what it
It's
is.
hilarious. Yeah, I mean, hey, if it makes some money, then who am I to judge? But
Yeah, I actually saw some information. So it was the AOT, I believe, the spinoff, like, in the rankings for the manga sales for, like, the week, I think. It was still, like I think 50, 500,000, 50,000, a number that's better than what I thought it would be. And I was like, I didn't expect this to do decent or well with the cases. But yeah, people still, if you care about the property, I guess sometimes it don't even matter. It's just fuck it, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, it's like when people buy bulk buy shit just because, just to like fill up the shelves, or you know, they might not even read it. I saw that a lot, and I was like, oh, it's just kind of silly.
I feel like that was like
Although I do understand.
a personal
Go, go,
attack. I feel like that was a personal attack on my character. I ain't gonna lie.
go. Really?
Yeah, cause half that shit on my bookshelf I haven't touched. Nah, I got through most of it. Okay, yeah, just like I got like
Sunny.
two, three things maybe I didn't read yet.
Sunny, number
I
five, Die
started.
Dark.
Okay, realize that dark. I got
No, I'm
volume
just
two.
kidding,
I got volume two. That
nigga.
dark. Sunny. I actually started it. Like this week. Yeah,
And
number
you've had for how
five.
long again?
Doesn't matter.
It does, Linda. Linda, you just gotta answer the question.
Bro, it's out of print. What you mean? Freaking
the, it's not out of print, nigga. It's not out of print, nigga. Fuck out of here.
But yeah.
That's funny. But
you wanna talk about Dragon Quest? You mentioned it so early on in the pod.
I did, and I didn't even mean to. You just threw me off with the whole Britney shit, and I was like, wait, hold on. I guess I'm a bad bitch.
I guess so. I'll go.
Fucking, what'd you think this week?
So this week for Dragon Quest. This week, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Okay, first of all, I like the fights. Freaking Lomberg and freaking Mistvern. They're going crazy. Freaking just like them fighting, nothing else mattered to them. And like, it's kind of funny because everybody else was like getting out their way. Like, bro, don't get caught up in that because that's not looking right. Bro, that was kind of dope. And it showed a little backstory. Like, they knew each other. They was part of the gang. And then he said, but okay, my issue with that story, it's not even an issue. Just like, what? He was just chilling with the hoes, right? He just got up and said, all right, I'm done. Like, wait, what? Like, there's nothing that prompted that motivation. You just said, all right, yeah, I'm good. I'm leaving. Like, bro, okay. But yeah, that was kind of funny.
It what's even funnier is how they always try to portray adult content in the most PG of ways. So they have to insinuate shit, but in a way that's not overtly saying it.
Yeah.
Which, I gotta be honest, bro, is probably my favorite way of depicting things.
I wish he would've just, like, got up and, like, pulled his pants up, like, zipped it, like, alright, like, say less, I'm leaving. Yeah, yeah. But, like, he just freaking stood up and walked away, like, no boner or nothing. Like, come on, what's going on?
Son, I don't even know, is this PG or PG-13? Like, what's this shit supposed to be?
I have no idea. I'm gonna say PG-13 because like it does get kind of like dicey, kind of sometimes. And like the fan service, gotta be 13, right?
Nah, we only got in like through two or three of them shots. Like
the amount of times I saw Mam's crotch is disturbing. This three. Has to be PG-13.
It was like three or four, bro. It was like three or four. That was it. That was it.
Three or four times too many. I promise.
I feel you. It just hasn't been enough to, I think, warrant that next tier of, next tier of rating.
Okay.
But I do feel like this is like the old way, the way that old music used to try to tell you I want to fuck you, but in the most beautiful way possible. This is like, I just had a fire. This is probably the. Do you remember seeing that Game of Thrones? I think season one or season two episode where they were having threesome. Instead of Lord Baelish, Peter Baelish's room.
Yeah.
And then I think he might have ended up smashing too.
Yeah.
This was that.
Yeah. At the this dinner table, bro. And freaking Verne was watching. He was just like, oh, yeah, I like that. Like, bro, what's going on? What are y'all doing? I know this is like the underworld, but y'all kind of nasty. I ain't gonna lie.
He's a cuck, bro. He's a cuck.
I guess.
And no. He's not a cuck. He just likes to see his homies.
What's it called? Time. Voyeurism. That's what it's called. You like to watch.
Voyeurism?
Yeah.
Really, that's what it is?
Yeah.
But aren't we all voyagers? Voyeurs?
Voyager. You know what? Taking those journeys. What happened?
Aren't we all within that realm?
I don't know.
You know, one at some point. Like, we all watch some of it.
I think
whether
it's like,
it be in real life or not.
I think it's when you like to watch when, like, it's in your presence.
With your peoples?
I don't think it matters who it is. It's like, you just like being around it, I think.
Huh. That's gotta be an interesting endeavor.
Yeah.
Todoroki. No Todoroki? I didn't catch that because I don't watch it, but what's it called? I thought that shit was funny.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite part of the whole thing.
Okay, really?
That's top five moments in the whole series, yeah. Mm. It's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah. But I love the fact that there was a threesome implied in front of your boss.
he was gassing him up too. So when he left, he was like, "Bro, like you're the nicest freaking like blacksmith there is. Like with my weapon, I'm kind of like the shit now. But it's like I don't care about that. Like fuck all that. Like I need you as a swordsman because you with the shits." And I was like, "Damn, like, he giving him all his flowers. Like I respect it." And then Miss Vern tried to like make him not go pull up on them. They fought real quick. And the fact that like he just took the scars.
Fight.
Yeah, he attacked him. He attacked him. But the fact that he just took the attack like without flinching, got cut up and said, "What? So what? You ain't do shit." I was like, "Damn!" Like he kind of moved different. He kind of spicy. I like him a lot. No, I already liked him, but like after this, it's like, bro, he definitely moved different.
He got see like he not only is he nice, he has the respect to say fuck you and leave
Yeah.
with his life.
You saw King Vern was like, "Excuse me? Like, did I say you could leave?" He's like, "Bro, it don't matter. I'm taking my leave."
He's like, "I like you enough not to ask you the question just one more time. Like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this?"
Yeah.
Which is shocking because, there's not that many people that are able to actually do that.
Yeah, if you defy the king, you get your head cut off. So it's like, bro, what are you doing?
It's on site.
Yeah.
So that was dope. Dope to see the origin of the scar on his face, the origin of how he came to be, and they didn't really say why. I mean, he kind of did mention why he wanted to leave, but it was pretty quick. And granted, I don't think that he wanted to dive in deeper. I think he just wanted to introduce a quick synopsis of like him being there and
Yeah.
sort of the reason why he left, and
Yep.
then leave it at that. And have us care just a little bit more about the fight between him and Miss Vern.
Yeah, because it's like an old rivalry. So, like, they've been kind of at heads. And I did guess that was 100 years ago. So, it's like, they're like, "Oh, like, how you change?" But they're still, like, they're still even. They still keep it up with each other. It was kind of dope. I didn't expect that. Especially because, like, Miss Vern is known to be that dude. And then Lord Burke, like, we know he's nice. But, like, I don't know how nice he is exactly. But the way he was talking last week is, like, you better show up. And he definitely did. So, I was here for it.
Yeah, he said, "Oh shit, what'd that mouth do?" It's like,
Yeah, that's
yeah,
kind of
so. And then they kind of just peppered that in all throughout the episode, which I thought was interesting because I figured that they would get their own time. You know what I mean? Their own section in an episode, but I thought that it was pretty cool that they just peppered all the beefs. And it was serious. It kind of reminded me of the Mew versus Mewtwo back in the days,
Yeah.
Pokemon 2000. You know
Yup.
what I mean?
Yup. Definitely. That's funny. I didn't think about that. But it did look kind of familiar. I was like, huh? Like the balls. And yeah, okay. I get it. Yup.
Pause.
No
Yeah.
pause, bro.
And
You got Brittany Renner. You don't pause. What you talking about?
and then we just start seeing Nova kind of going crazy. Everybody's just throwing hands. We see people getting their weapons back, getting new weapons. Crocodine got his shit and then just yelled, and the shit turned into flames, and he kind of did something. I highly doubt we're going to see anything other than that.
Bro, can we talk
Highly
about how
doubt it.
Crocodine fucking was a Chiyu was like, "Bro, this is the former Beast King." He's like, "Damn, already? Like, you already replaced me?" Like, the disrespect. Like, bro, I love Chiyu. That's my dude. My
Bro,
favorite.
she was hilarious. She was throwing hands. She was throwing gang signs with him and his team.
Bro, they was
Like this
jumping
dude.
niggas, bro. Yo. And I have he die. He headbutt him. They said, "What?" And he just started stomping that nigga out. I was like, "Bro, y'all are reckless."
I didn't know they allowed Crip shit. I didn't know they
Bro,
allowed Crippin' and Shonen Jump. That's crazy, bro.
love it though.
Cool, crazy.
And the fact that Bro Keita's on that, like, he don't even care. Like, he's like, "Yeah, I'm with it. Like, it is what it is. I'll beat him up too." I would think he would
That
hold
shit was
himself to like
fucking
a different
crazy.
standard. Like, he's like, "I'm the master. I gotta be professional." He's like, "Nah, I'm with it. Let's do it."
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. I'm throwing hands. I'm catching a body out here. You know what I'm saying? Just drive-bys out this bitch. But that shit was funny. Zaboera came back. That shit was, you know what I mean?
I love that part, bro, because freaking I always ever since we started it, I was like, bro, what about the capsule? What about the monster capsules? Like, why is that not relevant? And they actually did make it relevant again. So I'm happy they just, like, let me know, like, you're not crazy. Like, it did matter. Because people kept saying, like, it's not going to come back, this and that. And, like, the original one isn't coming back, I'm assuming. But at least they made some advancements, so it's still in the story. So I respect it.
I see what you mean, but I don't think that they... I don't think they're inherently connected. I feel like this is kind of its own thing.
What do you mean?
To where you're talking about when he threw all the Vegeta capsules, the Saiyan capsules all through the floor. I don't know if they have any connection to the original one.
They do. They said he made advancements or upgrades or whatever. So it's like the same type of thing, but these ones are for way stronger creatures or whatever.
Oh, shit. I must have fucking overlooked that.
Yeah, because now these are the underworld monsters. So, like, those are cute, but these are, like, the heavy-duty ones. These are the Master Balls.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this dude's out here throwing legendaries out this.
Yeah. Because, like, the other monsters are sweet, but these ones are, like, bro, like, I don't know if they're going to, the army's going to be able to fend them off, because these ones seem a little different.
Do you think you have to weaken them? Kind of like how you do in the regular games, and then throw the ball? Or did he just throw the Master Ball? And he went the pussy route because, you know, we over here, we do the gang Pokemon, regular Pokeballs only. You thought he threw the Master Ball and then he didn't have to do no work to actually get the Mons?
I'm assuming those are his creatures. I feel like he rules the underworld or whatever the case is. Like, he got connections. Like, yo, just give me, like, I'm going to go catch it. They signing up. They want to do this type of shit. Or they don't have a choice.
Got
like,
it.
The slaves or whatever the case they may be.
Sheesh. Yeah. Got it. Got it. Oh, he could have bought him, I guess, too. Right?
He could have bought him, too. True.
Yeah, he could have bought him. Yeah, so that was closer to towards the end of the episode. And then we see Hyunko get his spear back.
Yeah.
Get his armor back from Shorty.
And he was like, why the fuck? You tried to take this shit last time. Now you're giving it to me. Like, make up your mind, bro. And she's like, oh, like, I don't want you to die. Like, I'd rather you live than you freaking... All that bullshit. I was like, oh my god.
She want to get that mouth.
Boom! Get off the stage.
She want to get that mouth, bro. She's a woman like any other, man.
Oh my god, we ain't doing that. We are doing that, just not right now. Oh, but yeah, Uncle got his new stuff and he transformed, looking all nice and all that. Let's go. And then they did the light. They did the Kaglimmer, I think the spell is called.
Kaglimmer.
And Pop was right. He can't do it. I'm like, damn, like, I already had faith in you. I thought you'd be able to pull it off, but yeah, it wasn't working out.
I kind of blame the team, though, to be perfectly honest with you.
Why? Why is it their fault?
Because I feel like it's not their fault. It's partly their fault. So obviously, Pop should take accountability for... not bringing it up, not speaking up or whatever, but between each other, everybody was questioning whether or not they were good. Yo, are you good? Yo, can you do this? Yo, can you do this? And if they're supposed to be a team, if they're supposed to care for each other and make sure that everything's good, wouldn't you want to make sure that every single part works? Meaning, when Leona was talking to Dai, say, yo, just clear your mind because it'll be easier. Like, this bitch couldn't look at Pop or anyone else, say, yo, just clear your mind before you start yelling and throwing your hands on the floor in a dire moment where you see these two gangsters fighting, potentially causing havoc in the world amongst this war, and you have these three other chicks just looking at us look pretty. Because, you know, you got the fucking, you got Merle, the other homegirl that was Aven's side piece, and somebody else just looking at them trying to do all the work. And then everybody else is like holding hands, doing a preach, you know, during a sermon, and then Pop just can't do it, but nobody wants to talk to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like if it's supposed to be a team, you should all work together as a cohesive unit.
Okay, it's a team, yes. Think of it like a play. Like, don't you have a rehearsal? Like, why are you coming up, like, day of?
Yo.
You just trying to freaking pull it out. Like, bro, like, you need to make sure y'all are in sync. What's going on?
Son, even artists have sound check before starting a whole thing.
Bro, a rough draft, like, bro, like, give me something.
So when you write a book, you turn in a few drafts.
Yeah.
When you write, when you draw something, you do it with pencil, and then you draw over it with a pen. Don't you do that?
Yeah. And to be fair,
Sunday,
Uncle wasn't there for the first sound check, so But the fact that he still pulled up, like, I don't know. They definitely fumbled it. I know they all had things going on. They all had, like, their own side missions and training and whatever the case is. But you should have been, yo, like, you good? You good? You good? All right, let's go get Uncle. Let's go figure it out.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck was that?
I don't know, bro.
But I do kind of came around to feeling Pop, you know, wanted to actually show up for the game. Because, you know, the bright lights, this is like the finals. It's like, for all intents and purposes, if this is your first time doing the finals, then, like, you're gonna not know how you're gonna perform. And if your teammates are performing, and it's up to your teammates to be like, yo, fam, shut the fuck up. You're that or pass me the ball. Stand in the corner. Or we gotta bench you.
We gotta figure
this out.
I don't know, bro. Because they all had practice. He was practicing, but, like, he never actually, like, you know what I mean? He didn't ever complete the practice. So it was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I felt more disappointed more in the team than I did in Pop.
Okay, I'm not mad at it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
And he even said, like, hypothetically, let's just say one of us. And they're like, bro, shut up. It's like, damn, like, he tried. But that's on him for not being, he should have been more upfront about it, honestly.
Listen, you should always be honest. Always.
Honesty is key.
But you can always tell when something's up. If you were to bring, you know, talking like, yo, Vic, like, what if, you already know what that means. You already know I'm trying to introduce an idea without sticking my feet in the floor on it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you know? What the fuck?
How come woman's intuition isn't available during this crucial time? At any other time, they have a seventh sense, fuck a six. But this time, apparently, they just whatever.
And I give ma'am a pass because this bitch has been lacking any of it all throughout her throughout the whole show.
Okay,
having a dude trying to smash.
Okay,
but everyone else, literally should have like nine senses.
Yeah.
What the fuck was Mara with her fucking mysticism that bit like ass?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
She should have. Okay, that's a good point. She should have saw that in her crystal ball, like, bro. Yeah, that's a good point.
This bitch should have been cooking that ball with her hands and figuring out what the fuck was happening.
Damn. So it's gonna be avoided.
Doesn't she get future sight?
Yeah.
All she's doing is watching from the sidelines, not even cheerleading. She's just looking at.
Damn. That's tough.
Merle's top 10 worst espers in the world, bro. In anime.
I'm not mad at it. But yeah, other than that, I enjoyed the episode. Actually, like, I was really invested in the backstory and, like, seeing everything unfold and stuff. And yeah, I want to see how Pop definitely overcomes his hurdle, or if he does, if they just say, fuck it, like, we got to resort to plan B.
You think they do?
Cause they don't have much time. Cause the whole point of them having a Lomberg fight Mistvern was cause they have to stand there and do all the little ceremony and shit. So if they fuck it up once, I don't think they're gonna have more time to keep trying. So that's like the only concern I have.
I think an episode can equate 30 seconds, and I feel like they're able to kind of pull through.
Okay, but what about the monsters that just pulled up? Like, shit's about to get spooky real quick. So like, it was cute at first. I feel like you're going to see people laid out now. Like, they're going to see, like, their friends being murked. So I don't know if they're going to be able to just stand by and just do nothing.
Yeah, you got a good point. Hopefully the sideline biddies can actually do something.
Your crocodile
and not just spectate. And Merle and the homegirl and a side piece.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, they're there to actually do something and contribute to the bigger goal, not just sit there and look at the fucking glimmer getting done.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that there are people that can actually contribute to some of that. Now, granted, I think that they summoned like a bunch of different pods.
Mm.
So I can see your point and them having to stop.
This man was like, at the Oprah. Very least,
temporarily.
He was like, you get one. Like, just tossing them out, like, bro, damn, you gotta like that. Okay. Give me one too. Fuck it.
He was giving out more gifts than Oprah and Ellen.
Bro, I'm saying. God damn.
But I liked the episode.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Dragon Quest. Bro, so I was going through like my manga reading list, right? And I would just like get rid of some stuff I'm not going to read. Just clean up shit. And then I remember I saved the Avon manga. And I'm like,
delete.
I have it just there so I can just remember, like, I love this dude. Like, I'm not gonna read it, but I want to read it. But like, it's just tempting because I seen a little, like, the cover page or whatever. It just looks beautiful. His little squad and like, who is this person? What is that? Like, I'm excited to dive into that. So, yeah, I can't wait for whenever that gets
situated. Why don't you just drop it? Like, you know, you're gonna drop everything else.
What are you talking about? Dragon Quest, I love. Like, this show changed my life. Like,
I know, but we all know that you probably drop at least 95% of the manga that you had.
Why are you so negative? Why you gotta take it there?
It's not negative. Dog, it's just fact. It's not negative.
I don't drop my mangas.
You drop your mangas, you drop your animes, you drop your games, you drop it. Like, there's nothing you don't. Let's just, you know, there's nothing you don't drop, I guess, just put it that way.
Okay, for real, for real. You're lying.
Okay. I don't like the way you dismissed me like that.
It's just tough, bro, because a lot of time I don't drop it because I want to drop it. It's because, like, I catch up. So then when I catch up, I don't continue to read weekly. I go to something else. And by the time I finish that, this is now 50 other chapters ahead, and I still got these I want to get to. So it's like, it's just too much content. That's really my issue. My biggest issue is that there's always so many different series and shows and books or whatever I want to watch or read, or listen to, whatever the case may be. But it's just too much of it. I can't keep up, bro. So like, it's tough for me. So I like when it's completed, so I can just finish it and move on. I don't gotta wait for it to come back or nothing. Cause then I forget too, when I catch up and I come back on a little hiatus. It's like, wait, what happened? I gotta go back. I gotta watch YouTube videos. I gotta do all this extra shit. It's like, bro, like, it's just too much. End scene.
Oh, I don't read too much shit that's ongoing.
Oh, okay.
I don't read, like, I might read 3 or 4 that are currently ongoing that tops, and that might be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the meantime, I'm just reading a bunch of backlogged things that I haven't finished or that I've been meaning to get to. And especially now that I told you I've been having my Kindle, I just stuff shit on it. It's much easier. Like, I just finished reading a manga that I've been waiting to finish for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's that, actually, it's not even a manga, it's a manhwa
that
Dark Horse had published a while ago. It's currently out of print. It's called Shaman Warrior. And I think you could probably also find it as Dangu online.
Look at you.
Kind of hilarious. But what you mean, look at you?
Nothing. Go ahead.
For me, nah, I don't like that shit.
Go ahead.
So I didn't want to read online because I thought I could actually collect the whole series, which is 9 volumes. But I was able to find, I think, up to 6 or 7, and I was like, this is proven to be way harder to find the rest of it. And I'm like, you know what, if I'm actually going to want to read it, I may as well just do it and then fucking either sell it or figure it out later, because this is just a pain in the ass to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is so fire, bro. That shit is so fire, especially for somebody like you or anybody that likes characters and series the way that you do. This is like perfect. This is like a combination of all the different ingredients to make the kind of series that you would love. Why do I say that? Because, and I promise you, I'm not trying to sell you on it. It just is. It's beef, and it's dope dudes that know how to beef in the best of ways, and the art reflects all of the beefs really, really well. Okay. Now, what is the story about? It takes place back in the day in like barren lands. It's like post-apocalyptic, but it's not post-apocalyptic. It's just, you know, how back in the day, if Jesus got a paper cut before he got, you know, tossed up in the cross,
okay,
he would have died. He would have died. Yeah. It's just kind of what it is.
Undeveloped.
So back in... Undeveloped. Underdeveloped.
Yeah. Under, yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know why you said undeveloped, but underdeveloped. And so you... It's like dudes trying to get girls. It's like you eat what you can hunt. So if you don't eat nothing, you're going to die. And so during these times, There are clans.
You
Nigga, I see your face, bro. I
broke
know what he
up.
said.
You broke up. I couldn't hear
Oh,
you.
did I?
The girl
I
part.
broke up.
I think it's the video added extra strain on the connection.
It's cool. It's, but back in the day in the store, they had different clans. And obviously, when there's clans, you just divide and you start to beef. And they started to make these shamans that they were drugged with, and they were able to get really, really strong. And that's how they were able, the main clan, I think they're called the Manutu clan, were able to take over a bunch of different shit. And they had a bunch of the power. But they
Okay.
started doing fuckery, and they felt that the shamans were too strong, that they could take over themselves. So they started spreading word that they started to that they needed to get rid of them. And the main the first shaman that we see in the story, which is the first volume, we see the persecution of that, and we see him getting fucked and killed. Now the thing is that he had a an apprentice named Batu. Batu is the motherfucking man. Now, granted, everybody just is, but he's like he's a brute that's not stupid.
Ooh, okay.
That makes sense. That makes
Yeah,
sense.
yeah.
Like typically, dudes that are buffed up, that are that know how to beef and that are nice at the with the hands, they always make them stupid. I don't really know why, but he is a brute that has brute like strength, but is not dumb.
Okay.
And so he ends up having to take care of his master's daughter, because he actually ended up having a daughter. And now that the shaman died, now that his master died, it's up to him to kind of raise her, but in the dark, because shaman gives birth to more shaman. And if they're
Oh.
persecuting shamans,
Okay.
then he has to take care of his girl on a low low.
Just like some Order 66 type shit.
Order 66, Jedi Sith, fucking Emperor Palpatine type shit. Now,
Okay.
obviously, the story kicks back up again when they get found out. There's a couple other more shamans in the way, and then it's like a revenge story because Batu wants to kill the guy that killed his master,
Yep.
and then there's other clans that kind of get in the way and all this other shit. But man, I gotta say, this is so enjoyable. The art style, I mean, it's impeccable. The art is really impeccable. And I know that this reference might be really, really bad, only because no one really knows about it. But back in the day, you just used to put me onto this manhwa called Aries, and it vaguely resembles that, but
Okay.
just way more detailed. Way, 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 way. The action is great. All the characters are really, really likable, with great backstory, great storytelling, really good pacing. The only thing I was kind of okay of, like kind of iffy on, was the ending, and I feel like it's because it might have either, I don't know if it was canceled or if they told them that they had to do X amount of volumes, so they had to wrap up quickly. But I felt like it wrapped up skipping a lot of the more interesting parts. Not interesting parts, a lot of the more final parts that I think we were kind of expecting to actually see. I feel like he skipped through some shit. But like everything in between, like I swear to God, this shit was made in, as an anime and MAPPA got a hold of it, this shit would be astra fucking nomical. This would be like it's just so good. It's just so dope seeing it's dope seeing people throw hands in a way that oh, and it's not even just throw hands, it's like wrestling in there. You're dealing with like people assassinations and poisons and all that shit. Honestly, it's just really dope. You should all take a look at it, check it out. It's only like 67 chapters, I think, maybe a little bit more than that in terms of chapters.
That's it?
Quick read. Quick read. I read it in a week.
Damn. Wait, but you said you already
Read it in a
had
week.
volume like 1 to 7 or something.
Yeah, but then I read it from jump.
Oh, okay,
I
okay.
went back to the front and then I finished it.
Got it, got it. Damn, that's it. Yeah, because I remember
Because
you mentioned it.
it'd been so long since I
Yep, I remember you mentioned it to me before, and I looked at the art, like, this shit's beautiful, and then. Like I never looked for physical, I saved it or some shit. And then you went to it again earlier this week, and I looked back at the art, like, bro, this shit's beautiful. So I saved it on my reader app. I'm gonna get to it because it definitely looks like I'm gonna love it. The character design, like all that stuff, just looks crazy. I saw some of the manga panels; it's just beautiful. So I want to see what it's about. And the story definitely, the story reminds me of like Ares, like you said. It reminds me a little bit about like Star Wars. Reminds me of Red Storm a little bit. Like it, a lot of elements in it seem like stuff I enjoy already. So it seems like this would be a good read for me. So I'm definitely gonna get to it because it sounds pretty fire.
And it's quick. That's the thing. Like, bro, it's a pretty quick read. It's one of those. You know how if you, when you get a game that respects your time.
Yeah.
It's not these 400-hour fucking experience journeys that you don't have time for.
Yeah.
That's these. These are like the old, like, you know when you used to find, try to find 12-episode anime just so you could watch?
Yeah.
Really quickly and concise? This is that.
Got it, yeah.
This is that, really, honestly. And I was actually going to try to bring a couple volumes so I could show the people some of the art, but this shit is.
Yeah.
Fuck, damn. This shit is fire.
Yep, I'm going to get to it. Fuck. Add out to the, that's what I mean, like, so much shit, bro. Like, I get excited about everything. It's like, damn, like, when will I do it? But I'm gonna actually bump this up my list because it's like, you said, 67 chapters. Like, that's pretty quick. I could bang that out real quick.
72.
Oh, either way, 72. That's still manageable. So I'm definitely gonna get to this ASAP. I'm reading The Boxer, so I think after I finish The Boxer, I might jump to that.
Fuck, bro. I forgot that I've been meaning to read this. Because I think, who was it? You, or was it Rick that put the song? That was Rick.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because he never really gives the best of recommendations, so I was surprised when this was actually really, really good. But I remember when he told us that, and I was like, oh, let's check it out. Yeah. Started reading it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep.
This shit got crazy. It kind of reminded me of like a toned-down version of old manga. I don't know if you remember, because I think they stopped the scans. At the time, it's called Rikudo. It's an old boxing manga where it was really, really dark.
Okay.
The main character had like a crazy backstory and parents dealing with drugs and prostitution. Like, it was actually really, really dark.
Okay.
And it's storytelling with incredible art. But it was another boxing one. And I was like, yeah, kind of reminded me of wanting to go back to that.
Okay. Yeah, this is fire, because, like, the backstories, each character, each true contender, or, like, whatever the case may be, antagonist of the main character gets a backstory, and the backstories are pretty dope. Like, they're really well drawn out, explained, like, you actually care about them. And then the main character is, like, is he a good guy, bad guy? Like, it's up in the air, like, you don't really know what's happening. Like, a lot of, like, interesting stuff. I think I'm on chapter, like, around 60, 70 or so. But yeah, this shit's heat. So I'm excited to just keep going through that. I think right now it's at 110 chapters. So I'm almost like caught up. So when I'm done with that, I might go on to Shaman Warrior. Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
That's not bad. 110, even though I know it's ongoing, but 110 ain't bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Those I know kind of go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that was on, that's a webtoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on Webtoon. Yeah, like when they try to do all the quick punches.
Yeah, and like
and then they do the shit. You know how to do the shit, emulating like the quickness.
And they love doing like the main character does like this like psychotic, angry, like I'm about to kill you look, and it just looks insane. I love it every time.
Bro, I was scrolling through this Webtoon shit, and I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot that, because I remember The Breaker was actually going to come, it was starting to make a comeback, and I don't know, I don't think they've published the first chapter of the third season of The Breaker, but I was like, I also remember that Tokyo, the Tower of God was actually coming back, and I was like, yo, let me take a look and see how many chapters this shit got. This motherfucker got like 600 chapters. This is like Naruto,
bro.
I'm sure eventually reaching like One Piece levels in terms of numbers of chapters. This is fucking ridiculous,
bro. I keep going off and on it because there's just so much I'm trying to get to. So like a long running series like that takes me some time, because once they came back from hiatus, I didn't jump right back on it. So I gotta catch up. But yeah, they got quite a few chapters. So. Yup. Webtoons, they got a lot of cool stuff. I'm still reading Black Sun.
This is fucking ridiculous. I never.
Go ahead.
No, go.
So I'm still reading Black Sun. I think it's been on hiatus for like a few weeks or so. But Black Sun is really, bro. Black Sun is fire. And also, they just dropped a freaking BTS webtoon. I guess a lot of like K-pop idol groups and stuff, they're dropping webtoons. So there's like a BTS webtoon. I think ENHYPEN got a webtoon. I'm naming stuff you don't know, and it's okay. But like, like they just got a couple groups got their own webtoons, and it's like that shit look pretty good. So I'm gonna start reading the BTS one. I'm gonna see what that's about. I ain't gonna lie. Bro, it's clean. It actually looks good, and the story, it's not about singing though, like it's like about like powers and like supernatural stuff, but it's just around like the BTS characters. It's dope. Stop judging. This one dude, he pulled up on some Gojo shit, just like I was like, bro, stop it. Like, he was hella clean, bro. It's actually, I think you're judging it without giving it a chance, and that's not okay. So like,
I am. Listen, if High School Musical starts coming out with a comic, I am puking all over it. I'm sorry.
What if it's the best not, thing ever?
It could be, and I'm still puking all over it. I'm judging it. I'm not giving it the time of day, and I'm being ignorant, and I can be okay with that. Okay. I'm just not going to High School Musical for my fiction manga needs. I'm sorry.
Bro.
I hate to break it to you.
BTS is the greatest thing to ever existed.
Yo, girl, my God. Like, you,
bro.
You're like the Bukkake Asian girl in the middle of BTS.
Bro, it goes BTS, and then One Piece, and then Berserk.
Oh, my God.
That's the order.
I don't think you could even say Berserk when you keep dropping it. Like, it's not even fair for you to even put Berserk in the conversation when like, you dropped it at least 5 times.
Oh, that was a list for you, not my list. That was a list for you. Out of those 3, that's the ranking. But, yeah, I don't know. Freaking, yeah, BTS is dope. There's a lot of dope stuff. I know, like, it don't seem like you'll like it, but, like, it's some pretty dope stuff, bro. It's some dope stuff.
It's not that it's not that it don't seem. I just know I won't.
That's a lie.
There's just no in between.
Cause
I don't mind being ignorant.
You're the type like to like, if you actually invested yourself into it, you'll find the like redeeming values in something. So I think the fact that you never invested in yourself into it is why it's not like a good thing for you. But if you actually took some time to like watch it and understand, like, cause they have like a storyline, they have like all these different elements to like the property of BTS. So I'm sure you could find one or two that you'll be like, yo, this is kind of clean. But
that had to be the most disarming. You complimented me and like, and you dissed me in like a complimentary way.
Yo,
I don't understand how you did that. And listen, all power to you for doing it, but okay. I didn't like how you did that. Like, you're ignorant, but I know that if you did, like, I know you would do really well at it. But you're being ignorant piece of shit, but like, I know, because I know you,
that's what happened,
that you would learn more about it. Yeah, that's what you did.
Okay.
I don't like that shit.
Either way, you talk about ignorance, and we was talking about freaking what's I'm gonna call it? Brittany Renner. That's why she's a picture today. So she was trending, I guess, because she was what's I'm gonna call it? She was arguing with Fresh and Fit, and then Fresh and Fit ended up collabing with the Flagrant 2 podcast.
Yes, which I'm genuinely go.
Yeah, I just try to bridge the connection. So okay. Fresh and Fit on a Flagrant 2. So they were talking about, so Fresh and Fit made some comments about not liking black women and all this stuff. So then they went on the podcast and discussing it. You told me to watch it. I watched it. I wasn't impressed. But I don't know how you feel. I don't want to. I'm gonna talk about how I feel after you. After you say what you gotta say. So what did you think about the whole thing?
Why?
Cause I gotta call you out for some shit if it goes the way I don't like where it goes. So I just need you to speak about it first.
Why are you getting so defensive, dog? Like,
why is this nigga getting defensive? I'ma shake your soul, bro. I swear to God. If this, go ahead, just speak on it.
What did I think of it? I thought first of all that Andrew has become one of the most prolific speakers and mediated emotions. Like, have you ever tried to mediate an argument? That shit is
Yeah.
not
And I
easy.
just stand in the corner like, oh, damn. Oh, he said
Yeah,
that
like you want to not instigate, you want to be on both sides, but not
to
also be it. So this dude was like going here and then like acknowledging, but like giving pushback. Like the way he kind of maneuvered through all the emotion, it was insane. This dude was like moonwalking through all these mines back
Milwaukee
in Vietnam.
Calabasas. Okay, yeah.
Nuts. So I thought that that was the thing that I took out of the most. I was just really impressed. And then I was surprised because we're big. I mean, we've been longtime fans of that podcast for fucking ever. And I could actually say that you were the first one to put me on to that.
Okay.
But I was also surprised by the way that Akash and Alex spearheaded the conversation the way they did.
Yeah.
I never thought. Because I felt like they've had people that they've disagreed with before, but I never thought that they would handle it the way they did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that that was pretty interesting. Even though
Interesting.
even though I agreed with the way, with some of the sentiment that they felt, not all of it, but some of it, I was just surprised that they felt so strongly that they would speak up the way they did.
Yeah, okay.
You know
Yeah.
what I mean? And there was a couple other points, I think just from an ideology standpoint that I thought were interesting, just for me personally. But all in all, I found it interesting. I was surprised to hear that you hated it though. Like you was like all up against it and shit.
Yeah. Okay, so
Why?
I hated it. First of all, Alex, he said a lot of things. He was very adamant. He was very vocal. And okay, feel how you want to feel. That's fine. Whatever. I hated the fact that Akash and Andrew are comedians and they could not find the funny in it, bro. You're the one that always speaks about Patrice is the best. Like he finds the funny in anything, he spins it, flip it. He gotta find like something to make it digestible, laugh about it, whatever. The whole time, like they're just in their emotions. Nothing funny came out of it. So like I don't really care how they feel about it. That's like you feel how you wanna feel. I really don't give a fuck. But it's like, bro, like you're comedians, make it funny. Like I only laughed at one thing the whole time when Akash, it wasn't even about that. It was about Akash saying that's why suicide
Join law
bombers,
enforcement.
not suicide bombers,
Oh.
are the ones that have like a lot of wives because they can't deal with it type shit. Like that was kind of
Yeah.
funny, but other than that, like there was never a funny spin or take about it. I'm like, bro, y'all are comedians. Andrew kept trying to like narrow it or mediate or whatever, and I understand like you don't want to feel like they're being attacked the whole time, which they were doing the whole time. That's why I was like, bro, like what am I listening to? Y'all are comedians. Y'all say Patrice is the best one to ever do it. And I'm like, yes, he is because. I don't think he would have the same response to this take. Like he'll flip it, make it funny. Like you'll come out of it laughing. This it wasn't funny. It was just like an argument. I'm like, I don't want to listen to an argument. I want to hear comedians make jokes about dumb shit or real shit. And you know what I mean?
Do you feel that everything had to be a joke though? Like, I don't know that I always go into it with the expectation that everything has to be a joke. I wonder if like there's a space to where you can have the actual conversation.
That's not the
Especially
space.
if that was like the point of it, right? If
That's
the
not the
point of it is
space.
to address if that's if you don't think so?
No, they freaking said. There's one point when what's it called? Myron was like, "Yeah, like we tried to do funny shit, and like, oh, you missed it. Like you're not a comedian, whatever the case is." And then later on, there's like, "Oh yeah, comedian. This we're comedians. This is what we do. Like we make jokes. Like they even try to say like they're supposed to be making jokes and shit. They're comedians, but like the whole time you're just in your feelings, like arguing. It's like, so do you want to like?" Have a real conversation, or are you comedians? It's like I don't know where you really stand in this podcast, but it's like I come to them for jokes, so it's like the whole time they weren't being funny, they weren't trying to find the humor in it. So Andrew was doing the best job out of everybody, so it was like I give it up to Andrew for trying, but like Akash, he kind of missed the mark. Alex, he's not a comedian, so I know like I can kind of forgive him for that, but it's like yeah, it wasn't. I don't think they did. What I'd hope they would do. I hope they would spin it and like, yo, bro, this is a brilliant take. That was funny as hell. I just, it was more the same bullshit you hear from every other thing, like the back and forth. Oh, that's not okay. That's wrong. Like, I don't care. Like, I really don't care. That's not what I'm here for.
If anything, I felt like Akash's funniest shit that he did was at the very, very end. Did you get all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Where he was like, yo, like being black and kind of self-loathing, is that the reason why he ended up joining law enforcement? I thought that, I cried. That shit was one of the funniest shit I think I'd heard that week. So I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I feel you. That got a little chuckle, but I don't know. I just, I wasn't impressed. It kind of hurt to see that go down. Because, like, who else would do it? You know what I mean? Like, if it's not them, who? And they kind of let me down. So, but.
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't discredit your point, but I also do like to see perspective because I think Andrew was also trying to give perspective to the entire conversation.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a bitch, nigga. I'm not a bitch. I'm just saying. I like perspective. Perspective is just funny.
Okay.
Perspective can be funny, whether it be serious or not.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that I always go for the jokes, even though I want to laugh. Bro. I didn't think it was serious enough. It wasn't serious enough for me to be like, this is wild.
Bro, you model your identity off of Patrice O'Neal. You say on a daily basis, bro, I try to find a joke in everything. I'm always, like, yeah. That's you. And then you come to this and like, bro, like, I don't want to hear jokes. I want to hear about political.
Not
like,
all the.
Shut up.
No. I'm saying perspective, nigga. I'm saying perspective. Because I knew what I was, you know what you're getting into when you get them niggas in there. Especially in the midst of the beef.
You know what you get into when you freaking have flagrant two? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? It's flagrant two. Like, they joked about wild shit, but this, they gotta be, oh, no, you can't say, like, bro, what?
Well, nah, didn't Don Carr say that he empathizes for the joke that, like, doesn't land? So that's not really the...
It's not about them making jokes. It's not about Fresh and Fit making jokes. It's about flagrant two not making jokes.
How would you feel, but wouldn't you think that they'd be kind of missing the mark if they didn't bring up some of the shit?
They gotta bring it bubbling? Up. Bro, they have freaking your dude, the Alex dude, whoever his name is. What's his name?
Alex Jones.
Yes, and the whole time they made it a comedy thing. But then him, with these people, they gotta be super, like, tight. And, like, bro, like, they took a whole different approach.
Alex Jones didn't come in the midst of the fucking of the shooting shit.
Okay, sure. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the anime podcast. This is the anime podcast. Either way, that was a thing. Brittany Renner, Myron, that's been making headlines all week. I've been at work. They're like, "Yo, but did you see that?" I'm like, "What? Like, did you see the interview? You see the clip? Like." Everybody kept talking about it, the freaking Britney and the Fresh and Fish shit. So, like, it just, yeah. And then you said that shit to me. I watched it. Oh, okay. Got it. But, yeah, that was this week. Interesting topic.
That is hilarious. I watched that interview. It was all right. Yeah. I watched the most of it, the Fresh and Fit and Britney Renner. That was all right. I feel like I'm Britney Rennered out and I'm Fresh and Fit out for the moment.
I feel you.
It's two in the news, and I do. You know what? I kind of have to back you up now that I think about it. I like funny shit. Like, I might take one serious thing from this, but I want to, like, this is just too. Especially when I don't feel like it's being all. I'm not getting anything out of it. I don't feel enlightened. There's no information that I'm getting out of it. So, like, I don't feel like giving it any attention.
I feel you.
So maybe you got a point. You got a point. I don't know.
Either way. Did you watch Orient this week?
I did. I did, actually.
You did.
I watched last week's, and then I watched this week's.
So, how you feel about it? I'm actually enjoying it. That's my honest review. I'm like, I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too, yeah, despite the animation quality, like, which has been, like, whatever. I've been thoroughly enjoying it. It's actually... I see kind of what you meant last week, where you were talking about how in the second episode they kind of dove even deeper and set the scene to kind of what's supposed to be for the rest of the show and the rest of the series and whatnot. To be honest, I think that once the season ends, I'm just going to dive straight to the manga.
Ooh, okay.
Only because I don't think the anime I don't know how much impact the anime is gonna have relative to the manga
Got
that's
it.
gonna be better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this is one of those things where it's a good jump and it's a good starting point if
Yeah.
you haven't caught on to the manga yet, and if you want to get through all this shit and then just jump straight into the source material, you can do that. And I think this kind of fits into that because the art, I read Maggie, so the art is just phenomenal. I know I want to kind of see that more than
Yeah.
what I've not gotten here. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I always say. I always say, like, I enjoy the anime so much, I'm gonna do anime only. This one, I'm enjoying the property, but the anime, not so much. I
Yes.
could leave or take it. So I'm gonna definitely go to manga once this is done.
That's bro, that's the perfect way to do this. Like the property is carrying the anime,
Exactly.
not the other way around.
Yep.
And once that happens, then you kind of know that like you like the content more
Exactly.
than the other shit around. 'Cause I'm looking at the motorcycles and they look kind of bland
Yeah.
moving around. It just looks like they're kind of just moving,
Bro,
strolling through the air.
there's on a motorcycle and it made CG. They made the two characters CG on the motorcycle. They're not even moving. They're legit staying still with CG. It's like, why? Like, was that, like, huh? Okay. Like, yeah, there's not, yeah. And there was some. Don't get me wrong, when it showed like the captain of the Takeda group or whatever, like his he's drawn pretty well usually, especially the close-ups and shit. He looks really good, like he's on model and everything. But yeah, a lot of the animation just whatever at that point. So I feel you, I feel you.
I don't want to be that guy, but like I noticed I really don't want to be this guy, but I swear to God, I noticed that like all the minions, all the Bushi minions had red hair and dark skin, and all the captains had light skin and blue
Blue
hair.
hair.
Son, this gotta be low key racist, son. Like, what the fuck's going on in
I was thinking, like, how do all the like the important like people with the cool designs all have blue hair? Like, what's going on? And then the main character has red hair, and then the other dude has yellow hair. So I'm like, what is there, some like races, division, classes? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
The first thing I thought of was like the fact that they might all be just be family.
That's what I thought too.
You know what I mean? They all might be family, it might be cousins, or fucking each other, and that's how they just continue the line.
Yeah.
Back in the day shit. Back in
Yeah.
the day shit. You know
True.
what I mean? And that's how they're able to maintain the titles among the royalty, and if they are that or whatever. I don't know how that operates,
Yeah.
but I figured that that's just why they're blue and then everyone else is different.
I feel you.
But we see them take down the big ass giant. And
Yeah.
we see that whole commotion, how that went down.
The Kishin. I want to see more of the Kishin. I guess it's like a limited number because it's on the scroll or whatever. So I want to see like more pop up. That's kind of cool. I didn't think they'll have like a set perimeter. So it's interesting because now you can see like you beat all of them
An
and
end
done.
goal.
Yeah.
And wasn't Kishin the name of the big baddie for Soul Eater?
Yeah. So Kishin just means like demon or something in like Japanese. So it's just like
Got it.
yeah.
It's just a placeholder name. It's not actually anything
Yeah.
specific. It's not a god. It's not anything.
Yeah.
Got it. And I liked how it turned into, it went from like Angry Birds to big badass Buddha looking shit
Freaking the
with
halos.
all these
I was
hands.
like, okay then. Yeah. I rock
Yeah.
with the design. And like you said, like, I can only imagine in the manga, the shit probably look crazy.
Yo,
Bruh.
he goes hard in the paint. I remember that shit with Magi. I can only imagine what this would have looked like,
I'm saying, bro.
including the beefs with the captains and all that shit. Like the captain looked ill in the anime,
Yeah.
like with the
Yeah.
mask and the eye and the whatever the fuck's going on. And you can already see the tropes with each of the different characters.
Yeah.
I saw one of them, and I don't remember his name, but I'm like, that's like the Kenpachi type of dude. That's
Okay.
the this type of dude. That's the laid back one. That's like
Yeah.
the one that busts at. Like
Yeah.
you can see the tropes or whatever. And I think, I think that, like you said, the manga's gonna be the way to go. I thought it was interesting that that the Kishin was getting a C-section, and he couldn't hit the mark. Like I don't understand why he was having a hard time catching homie. You know what I'm saying? Like bro is literally tearing your ass apart. But you have six hands the size of the Twin Towers, and you're not able to catch homie. Like
Yeah.
you'd be able to. But I mean, so, maybe he's like a he's like what a mosquito is to us.
Maybe.
Mr. Tama can catch that nigga.
Maybe so, maybe because he just was like born as a Kishin, he didn't eat enough material to be like full strength. I mean, there's a bunch of maybes and what ifs and shit. And also, sure. It's kind of interesting when like they did slay it, they cut the crystal off his stomach, the belly button. Freaking, they could absorb the power and shit. So as you slay demons, you get stronger, or Kishins, you get stronger and stuff. So like, there's so many elements that like they touched upon. I want to see how like the maybe like the grade of the material that you feed the demon matters, and like all these different things. So yeah, it's a bunch of questions, but they set up a nice little base for you to figure it out.
Yep, and then I thought that they would continue on with the rest of the team in that moving castle, floating castle, kingdom shit, with the captain and the rest of the Bushi squad, which like, I don't like the name.
Under them, whatever.
Yeah, but he just got the crystal and just kept it moving. And so he's just going to go on finding all the Kishin himself.
I mean, he made it pretty apparent. Three episodes of
the prologue.
He made it pretty apparent that, like, yeah, like y'all in my way. So like, I kind of not mad. He just decided to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm not mad. I'm just surprised.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought that was like him not being able to break the umbilical cord was the perfect depiction of like you not nice, bro. You're not ready for this lifestyle.
True.
Right? Just because, and often I feel like in this media, it typically gets depicted a character that, regardless of where they are in power structure, just because they have the will and the wits, if you will, to say fuck it, they are able to do it at that point where it may not even make sense. Like, you don't even know how to handle shit properly. You don't even know how things work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which I think is probably the right mindset to have. That's the one that always all successful people tell you to have. Be delusional and then you'll make it.
Yeah.
But how much realism does that, you know, play a part in you actually executing all the shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? For him to fight a Kishin, like, remember, Kishins are like special grades. Like, they're not like the normal stuff. So like, when he goes back to the lower ones, the smaller ones, I feel like he got to build up his experience with that, his technique, his like energy, his power, whatever. And then in a few episodes, chapter arcs, whatever, he goes back to a Kishin. And then at that point, he could probably contend. But for now, he's way, you're way too green. Like, you gotta definitely put in the hours.
Yes. Yes. 100,000%.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. Because, like, the power of, like, will sometimes it gets you that, but sometimes it's like, bro, you're just not ready for that. Like, it don't matter how strong you think you are, you can't lift 400 pounds. You're not bench pressing that shit yet. So it's like, you gotta just work your way up to it.
And it doesn't make him OP as fuck. Like, it doesn't give him captain level strength.
Yeah.
So like, now he's just stupid retarded up there. Like, they're not. You're gonna bust your ass first. You're gonna actually have to go through the motions of doing X, Y, and Z.
They had a team of like 50 people and he's by himself. Like, bro, like, you're not like, come on, like, relax, like,
get a little tweaker. They had an army,
bro.
They had an army. They had a whole castle there, like,
bro.
Yeah. So, but so yeah. So I see that to say, I feel you. This shit is super entertaining. And if anyone doesn't like the anime, I highly recommend getting to the manga if it continues to go in this direction in the manga.
For sure.
Because obviously, we don't know what it's going to end up being, but the content's dope, man. The content's really entertaining. I'm surprised that it's able to overcome the drawbacks, the fallbacks of the anime.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I'm with it. Let's rock. Let's see where it goes.
After I watched Orient, though, I went straight to Demon Slayer, and I was like, fuck. I forget how a budget can make a difference.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Some of this shit. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is, you know, you start seeing where money makes a difference, money and time. And I don't know how you affordable treats their people, but it feels like they treat them like shit to get this level quality. You know what I mean?
I mean, possibly, I have no idea either, but yeah, it looks beautiful, bro. Like, seeing, like, Tengen and freaking the demons fighting, even, like, everyone, just everything happening. Freaking, the chick with the ribbons going through the ceiling, they fighting, dodging the ribbons, and, like, bro, it's just mad complex. It's like, bro, this shit looks beautiful. At no point I could look away. I had to make sure I caught every little angle, little, yeah, I was invested for sure.
Bro, once when they started talking a lot and then sort of drawing out the conversation, I kept tapping on the screen to see how much time was left, and it was a decent amount of time. So I'm like, all right, all this conversation, that means that they're either waiting for the episode to end because next week is going to be crazy, or they're waiting to stuff all their crazy levels of animation within this bulk amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's about to go down. And yeah. I was like, And once it got down to that point, holy fucking shit.
So do you think that...
everybody was crazy.
Do you think... what's his name? The two upstairs on the roof. Do you think they're capable of competing with a level six? Or the upper six, right?
It's homegirl. Isn't she... She's an upper six, but she's like a lower upper six, right? Like...
She's the lowest of the uppers.
I don't know if she's the lowest, but the way that they would always talk about her is like she's nice, but she's not the nicest upper six, even though is it Kuzan or Kuzun?
Yeah, Muzan.
Muzan, thank you. He would compliment her like she's big shit.
So it goes uppers and lowers. There's six uppers, six lowers. So she's the lowest of the uppers.
Got it.
Yeah.
So she's, I mean, Zenitsu nice, went kind of crazy.
What happened?
Zenitsu went.
Bro, I love when he's asleep, bro. Like, when he's asleep, give it, like, he's one of my favorites. But once he starts, like, waking up, yo, bro, I don't like that character. Like, you could take that somewhere else.
Yeah, I think everybody, he's like the girl of the, like, nobody likes it when he talks.
That's not true.
They should just keep him as such. He's not gonna. I highly doubt. Like, Pop's gotten way more character development in 10 episodes than this nigga has in 2-3 seasons and a movie. Like, yeah. But we don't have to hash that out. I said it to say that's interesting. And then the downstairs with fucking, what's his name?
Tanjiro.
With Tanjiro and Uzuki. That whole beef and ongoing fight. It just looks so fucking gorgeous. Do you think that this looks better than last week's?
Is this like, I think so, because a lot more movement, a lot more like actually seeing them like really fight. They had like up close angles and further away angles and like all these different things. So I think they invested more into this episode, so I prefer this one over last week. I think last week, like, it was just so unexpected and shit, so it was way more hype. This was still hype as fuck, but I think they was like, all right, now that you know what's happening, we're gonna show you and like just make it look orgasmic, and that's what it was
to the nth degree. Like, it was so good looking. It's not even, you know, the fight with, like, the ongoing fight with Uzuki and his boy and the dude in front of him, even afterwards when they went outside and one of Uzuki's wives throws like a shitload of kunai.
Yeah.
And then the demon just starts making one of those what's his name from Naruto?
Freaking Neji.
64 palms.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude started doing 100 and however many fucking palms this nigga wasn't able to do. Yeah. And just blocks all them shits, and then it's like it's just when they knock it out of the park and make legendary levels of animation. It's just, you have, when you're seeing greatness, you just sit back and just appreciate.
Yeah.
Which is, especially after coming back after watching Orient.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting way of like to do things, process of operations, because Orient leaves a lot to be desired, but this leaves nothing to the imagination. It's like, this is the best it's gonna get. Like, I can't complain.
Yeah. There's nothing that I think will ever be said that hasn't been said about it. It's just orgasmic week, and these episodes go by so quick. It's not even fun.
I was so upset when it ended. I was like, no, I need more. Like, I was heartbroken. But
especially the point where it got, like, they're able to really play with pacing really well.
Yeah. But one thing I heard was that this is only 12 episodes for a season instead of the 24 or whatever, like last time. So,
yeah,
it's kind of tough. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm here for it.
I'm not mad if this is the level that we're, if this is the level of quality of shit that we're getting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I, like, if we are to understand the amount of work that it takes or something like this, then, you know, beggars can't be choosers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we want shit like this.
Yeah.
And if it takes however long to make it, then fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think last season, it took them to episode 19 for, like, it always looked good, but episode 19 was, like, the episode to like, kind of blow the shit out the water. So I think that we're seeing episode 6 and 7 is like, bro, like, yeah, if it's only 12 episodes, like, I just get it sooner, I'm not mad at it. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Big facts. Big facts. And they got to milk the fuck out of it because the manga's dumb too. So.
True.
So I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they got to stretch it out regardless.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Like, I wonder if after this entertainment arc is done, they're going to make a movie on the next one. And then after that, stretch out the movie in the following season 3. And then only make 12 episodes on the next arc, whatever that shit's called.
And they do part one, final, part two, final. Boom. Final part six. Like, wait, what?
Done. Harry Potter. Attack on Titan. All that shit.
Yep.
So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not mad at it. You know, it's great content. They got to make the money as best they can. And you don't stumble upon something this great all that often. So when you do, you're just going to milk the fuck out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad. Everyone seems to be enjoying it. So, like, I watched Demas. Did I watch it? I think I watched it. No, I don't think I watched it when it originally aired for season one. But, like, I didn't even care for season one like that. But season two, I'm way more invested. I'm way more, like, excited. Like, I'm definitely approaching it with a different, like, perspective. So, whatever they put in the freaking the colored pencils, they definitely, yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, that shit got stairs. That shit got PEDs on it.
Yeah, freaking, yeah.
PEDs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, Sundays is that. I watch Attack on Titan, which is another craziness.
Like I said, you could talk about it. I'm just listening. I don't care. I really don't.
No, then it's just more hype. More and more hype. Big twist this week. Okay. Now, obviously, I feel like a majority of people know what's going to happen, know the ending and all that shit. I don't. I steered away from all the fuckery when the ending was happening. I just know that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So everything that's happening, I'm learning in real time.
Okay. Which is, I think that's a great way to do it, to be honest. Like, it's so much more fun when you're like, whoa, like, you actually get to experience it while you're watching. I don't know. That's why I like watching anime only shit sometimes. When it's good enough, anime only is the way to go for me
personally. Yes. When it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I will forever stay a Demon Slayer anime only fan.
Yeah. Yep.
Me you know
too.
What I mean?
Me too. Yeah, me too.
As much as it pains me, I will remain a Jujutsu Kaisen anime only fan.
It pains me too, I ain't gonna lie.
It does, because I really wanted to read it, but it just has to stay that way. You know, when they invest that much into how good the shit looks, there's just no way that's just the medium that I'm consuming it as. But Attack on Titan is no different. It's violent. I mean, it's everybody's. It feels like, you know, when it's like, imagine if like two boxers are going neck to neck. It's the 12th round, and there's a potential for it to go either way. So they're both just slugging it out, hoping to get a knockout.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of what this past couple of episodes and continuous following episodes of Attack on Titan are going to end up being. Because it seems like the tug of war of momentum kind of sways each and every way depending on, you know, whatever happens. So, like, if you and I are fighting, I'll have the upper hand, but then it'll change. So it just feels like everything's... Like, the stakes are high, and shit's crazy.
It feels very dire. Like, this isn't, like, just for fun. Like, this is real.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we learned something huge this week. And I don't want to say it just to not spoil you, because it's actually kind of big, huge.
I mean, like I said, I don't care. I already don't.
But I'm interested to see how the fuck they're going to just tie this all into the bow. Because I don't think there's that many episodes left.
How many?
Could be wrong, right, but there's not that many. It's like episode like 79 or some shit. 79, which is, I forget, I don't know, because they always do the breakdowns.
Oh, they
kind
have
of funny.
The season or anything? That's what I meant.
It's like season, it's like season 4, final season, part 2, episode like 6 or some shit.
Okay.
Or 7.
Okay.
It's something like that.
Yeah, so it should be wrapping up soon if it's like a typical 12, 13 episode type thing.
It could be like 16, but I could be wrong on that.
Okay. Well, either way, it's getting there.
Fuck, I had something to say about it. I had something in mind, but I kind of just forgot. But, yeah, Sunday's a hype. Euphoria is going to be next. I'm going to watch that a little later.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Because Euphoria is fire.
Yeah, it's been
that's
fun.
Another, that's one of them live actions that I, yeah, that's, that kind of makes my Sunday.
Loki, I can picture you going to that school.
That's a wild thing to say, homie. That's a wild thing to say.
I can see you walking through the halls as one of the characters.
I can see you and I. I can see you and I tagging along together.
Okay, you know who I could be? You know the girl? Not the girl.
The dude that was dating the girl. Oh, yeah. What girl?
No, not the girl.
No.
You know the guy that was in the bathroom with Cass? No, not Cassie. The mean shake. That she and her girl was hiding in the tub. I can see myself as the guy that is like talking to the girl in the bathroom. Yeah,
I think that would make sense, but I can see what you're saying. But I feel like what would make more sense is if you were the dude that was dating Cassie last season.
He's like, huh? Did you like it?
And then
did you like back up, bro? Like, damn.
And then you got her after. She ran through the team. Like, that makes, I feel like that kind of makes more sense.
I can see you. Who can I see you as?
Okay, go. All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Low key, I can see you as my boy, the freaking drug dealer. That's like a little slow, but like, he, with the
okay,
little brother.
So I got a question about that. Like, why does he talk like that?
I think that's just naturally him. I seen a little like interview clip thing after, like separately, and he still has like a slow demeanor. So I think it's just his personality.
Because I feel like he's got to understand that it kind of comes off retarded sometimes.
I thought it was for the character. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was just
me
for
too.
The character, but I think it, like a little. I seen it. He seems to be all there. I don't know, but like yeah, I think it's just how he speaks. It's just a slow. Whatever, a slow.
Which is funny because I feel like it's cool, but could also I feel like be interpreted as kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like if you see a drug dealer talking to you like that, I promise you, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
Bro, because when he speaks, it's like you're not sure what's happening. You're like, do you know what's happening? Because I don't. So it's like you just kind of like, yeah, I feel you.
I'm stuck in limbo, just trying to figure out whether or not I'm okay talking
like,
to you.
Should I be friends? Should I throw hands? Like, I don't know how to take it. Yeah, I feel it.
And that's, bro, that's the worst part. The worst part is when you're having a conversation with someone that has an odd way communicating.
Yeah.
And like, conversation is typically like a flow.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I know I can feel the groove. It's moving. It's flowing like water.
Bro.
But sometimes some people just have like a weird tsunami type of wave. Bro. And it just throws you the fuck off.
At work, there's this like a scientist or whatever. So then I'm doing my job. We like talk about like whatever. But like whenever we talk, we can never catch the flow. So it's always super awkward. It's like I don't know if I should give or take. Like I don't like it's just super awkward every time. So it's just like, yeah. I'm just there. I'm just like, all right, yeah, all right, see you later. Like, I can never. I know what you mean. It's funny though when you leave, like, bro, I could have said this.
Yes.
Or they could have said that. But yeah, it's just weird.
You gotta just find a way to set. You gotta find a way to set it.
Yeah, set the pace. Yep.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just gonna be stuck trying to match them, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just does not work.
And it could be me. I don't know who's like who's. I think we just our paces is so different. It's just hard to sync up. I don't know. It's just weird. That's funny.
Oh my god! But funny enough, he's actually one of my favorite characters in the show.
Me too.
And they showed the whole backstory in the thing. Like,
yeah.
All that shit was.
Yep.
All that shit was crazy.
I love the little kid too, his little bro. I love him.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
Because he's ready for the smoke too. Yep. Ready for the smoke. He looks low key kind of Mexican.
Okay.
I don't know. I see him and I'm like, oh, you kind of Mexican looking.
Got it. I wonder how like a role like this affects a kid, because like he's only like whatever years old, but to be in a show like this, like you probably watched the premiere with your like family and like it's like, and Cassie with her titties out and all this crazy shit,
yeah,
like, bro, like what? Yeah,
she's a tank, bro. She's a tank.
Yo, you're the type.
Hello, Key.
Oh, go ahead.
Go. Go.
I'm going to say, you're always the type to watch these shows, and, like, your takeaway is a sex scene. Like, yo, you saw Spartacus, bro? Yo, Game of Thrones? Like, yo, like, that's all you ever care about, bro.
You mean the drama, the drug use, all the, familial commotion, all that shit? That's really the thing that you took out of it? Fuck that. I'm here for the jokes. Slinger juice.
Here for the jokes. I just want to see the titties.
Big facts. I remember when I first watched it, though, I remember feeling like, damn, I am so out of touch, and I'm scared for whatever kids I potentially have in the future.
I mean, they definitely, it's a real thing, but they definitely, like, boost it a little bit. They kind of play it up a little bit. But, yeah, this is definitely.
How do you know? Like, maybe you're right, because they have to dramatize it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe, sure, but I know I've spoken to a couple people that were like, yeah, like some of this is a decent amount of this is like legit.
Okay. Yeah.
And sounded convincing enough to scare me.
I don't know. Like, it depends also location. Like, I know certain demographic, whatever situations, like,
true.
School zones aren't going to be as, like, racy or spicy or whatever as this is. Some of this stuff happens, like, every once in a while, maybe. Not, like, on a day to day type thing. Like, One minute someone's getting robbed, next minute freaking game banging the clock, like all that's kind of crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But Euphoria tonight, yeah, for sure. Bro, so I told you I finished Brilliant Pearl or Brilliant Diamond,
yeah,
the one with Dialga on it,
yeah,
not Palkia. And which is the Pokemon game that I said I was going to get day one, but then I ended up not doing that because I was like, I just want to finish all the other shit, and this doesn't look enticing enough. But I am such a fan of the franchise that I end up copping all the games regardless.
Okay.
Typically, when I like the game, I cop both versions.
That's what I was saying.
Like X and Y, I cop both. Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, I cop both.
Can I just say, I think that's an older person thing. Like, the newer generation, I think they just get the one. They're good with that. I think us, like, we kind of, you got to get both. Like, we got to get both. It's like crack for us. We got to make sure we had two on deck.
That's fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. I never really thought about it being, like, a past generation thing.
Yeah, because no one else seems to do that shit no more. I think before, like, I think there's more incentive to do it because the Pokemon, and you got, like, special, like, a stylist or, like, special whatever the case is. But, yeah, nowadays when talking to people, they just seem to just get one or the other, and that's really it. They keep it pushing.
Yeah, this wasn't one to get both.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I think I want to get them, but just for sake of feeling like I have it all.
Yeah.
But the game's not good enough to get both.
Really? I heard it was, like, great. It was an amazing game.
It's not whack.
Okay.
It's not whack. Whack's just too disrespectful, but it's not great enough for me to be like, yo, I'm investing so much time on this, like we did with X and Y and Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire or Golden Soul Silver, Fire Red, Lake Green. Like, it's not one of those for me, but it was enjoyable. It kind of took it back to, you know, it's just like a remaster. It's a really good remaster of an old game that we played before.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was cool, man. It was cool. I had a decent amount of time, killed 20 hours finishing the game. Got through the Elite Four, all that other shit. I don't know if I'll end up catching the rest of the legendaries that you can get. I think in mine you can get, like, Lugia, some shit.
Yeah.
The three birds. And then the other one you can catch Ho-Oh and the three dogs.
Mm.
A few other things here and there, but it was a cool game. If you want to get your yearly dose of the Pokemon crack,
That's definitely the way to
And it's good enough to kind of get you through it. But honestly,
a bunch of leaks, a bunch of other shit that has been getting revealed on an hourly basis, I feel like at this point, has been the upcoming RCS game that we've been talking about forever, coming out this Friday.
You said the yearly dose. I'm like, bro, you heard about that new strain, bro? I'm trying to get on that, bro. I'm trying to.
Fine.
Bro, it looked pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. That should look, yeah. That got me really interested. I'm peaking
Did
right
it?
now.
I think this is gonna be fucking fantastic.
Fantastic.
Honestly, I think this game is gonna be fantastic, and I'm so excited for it. I even finally was able to get my Satisfied
Oh,
thingamajig in the
finally.
mail, and oh my god, bro, I forgot, which is like the grip for any listeners. It's like the grip that you put on your Switch from that company Satisfied, which took fucking forever to get for my OLED. And finally, my wrists feel like they're getting a massage. Because anybody that's ever tried to play the Switch without it, it's like after 10 minutes, you need to ice your shit.
That should look clean too.
It does, bro. It does. Look at that. Look at that.
You got
Clean.
the white switch, the white satisfied grip, but got the little black accents. It look dope.
Looks fire. And I got in Metroid Dread a while ago. And I started playing it because I got this. And I gotta say, Metroid Dread, hands down, phenomenal game. Like, it is so much fun. And I had played, I don't, and I haven't dove too deep into the Metroidvania space. Like, I played Hollow Knight, I played a few others. There's a new game coming out this Friday too called Record of Lodos, which is a Symphony of the Night style game, which is getting a lot of praise for it. Highly recommended, seems like. And man, I don't know. I feel like I started the genre with the hardest game to play, meaning Hollow Knight. That game is so fucking hard, it's ridiculous. That when I was hearing people talk about Metroid Dread being really, really hard, it's not like it's easy, because it's difficult, but I don't feel disillusioned like when I was playing Hollow Knight. So this has been so much fucking fun to play.
Got it.
It's like an 8-hour game. I'm almost halfway through, if not a little bit over that, because I've killed most of the enemies now. And I'm just in shock because this is my first Metroid game. First Metroid game ever. I've never played any of the other ones, any 3D ones, any 2D ones. I'm telling you, bro, this is so fucking good that you're gonna end up losing your time on this. Only 8 hours. Only eight or nine. I think it's like 8 to 9 hours. Graphics are great, music's great, the background's great, the boss battles are great. And so I'm gonna kill this before RCS comes out, but highly recommended, obviously, super late because the game came out a while ago. But if anybody's ever thinking about getting Metroid, check it out. And I guess there's like a lot of backstory that obviously you and I don't know two dicks about, but there's like Chozo and all these hieroglyphics on these walls,
Oh, I
and
thought
there's
you were talking about
story and
that
lore.
food. So like that Spanish food. What's it called?
You
That's
talking
what
about chorizo? Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Oh wait, they eating, bro? Eating good in space, bro.
Nah. It's chorizo. Fucking, there's some bad guys and some good guys. There's like fucking parasites, whatever the fuck. It's cool. It's dope. Highly enjoying it. But this is going to make my RCS experience heightened. You don't have a fucking grip, you're going crazy, bro.
I still got the older Switch, but yeah, I had a grip because my fingers, they just couldn't handle it, bro. I was like really like tweaking, like, bro, I need something different. This ain't it.
So is what I'm getting the fact that you're actually going to get this day one?
No, I'm not.
Really?
No,
Why not?
I would, but the metaverse takes the W, bro. There
Oh my
is a
God.
game dropping, bro. Okay, so far the metaverse, the games I'm playing, like they're just like little like there's some good games. I haven't played many of them yet, but like a lot of shooters, a lot of like puzzle type stuff. The first MMO game is dropping on Friday. It's called Zenith, or Zenith, however you pronounce it. This shit is Sword Art Online in real life. Bro, I'm actually excited for a game for the first time in so long. Like, it's different, bro. Like, imagine putting on a headset and, like, you're a character, you level up, like, stats and skills and, like, monsters and boss, and, like, you're really just tapped in, just, like, with your squad, just fighting, bro. Like, it's, I'm with it, bro. Bro, I'm actually super excited. So, Pokemon, like, I was really excited to get it. I ain't gonna lie, I was gonna probably pick it up day one. But then I realized this dropped on the same day, and it's like, yeah, I gotta pick one or the other, cause I can't do both. I know I'm not, maybe I can, but, like, it's a lot. I don't know. I'm not that big of a gamer to be doing both at the same time, but.
How much does this shit cost?
I don't know. Maybe like 50, 40, 50, what? 40, 50, 60? I don't know. Somewhere in that ballpark. And I've been seeing a lot of gameplay, like beta and all that stuff. People would say it's great, this and that. So I'm like, bro, it's time to tap in, bro. Let's go! Yeah. Bro, like, this is legit Sword Art. When Sword Art first came out, we're like, bro, that's crazy. Imagine, blah, 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 blah. Like, bro, this is, it's not the future anymore. This is current day. This is next week, Friday. Bro, it's payday. Bro, say less. Bro, I'm with the shit. Yo, I'm so excited, bro. I'll be lost, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all could try to reach out. You can tap in, like, text, call, like, and you might not get a response. You might not get a response. Zenith.
I'm looking at the gameplay as you're having your little orgasm here,
bro.
Talking about the fucking game.
What you think?
This looks like Spellbound. This has Spellbound type graphics.
Okay.
But I don't even know. But I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Me neither. I don't care. I just want to kill
this
shit.
This is like PvP shit.
I want to party up with my squad, whoever my squad is, strangers, people I know, it does not matter. We partying up and we slaying monsters, bro. That's all I care about. I'm getting my little skill tree, get my little stat points. Like, I'm just gonna be bodying monsters. I'm gonna be training in real life, bro. It's different. It's different.
How did you even discover this shit?
Because a lot of time, like I have my Oculus. Like I said, I don't know too many games. So I'm just looking around on YouTube or in the App Store. Like, what is there to play? And me, this is my type of game. I like RPGs and MMOs and stuff like that. But I stayed away from MMOs for the longest time because I know they're a time sink. I know once you start, you can't stop. You just be invested. So I always stayed away. I play like Ragnarok, MapleStory, like all these like different games, like a little bit of a WoW. Like I want to play Final Fantasy, but I was like, nah, I can't. I'm going to get lost. But then this came out. I was like, bro, like this, I'm willing to get lost in because this is a whole different experience. This is a whole new like territory to dive into. And like this is the first iteration of a game like this. So I don't know where it's going to go from here, but I want to be a part of like the first wave at least. So I can see like, yo, I played it. Shit was clean or it was ass. So whatever the case it is. But I'm excited for it. I'm only high hopes, honestly.
So, it's funny because this looks like an MMO from way back in the day.
But so they always
like
say
real polygon, real like outdated graphics. Obviously, because this is just the beginning of this whole space. But
no, so also what it is that you're watching it on a YouTube video. When you actually put on the headset, it's a whole different experience.
But it's still not fucking.
You'll play.
Still not 4 fucking K.
I'll see y'all on Sunday. We might have to cancel next week because. You'll play. I'll let you test it out and see what you say then. But like, yeah, I know what you mean. People said the same thing, but in the comments they keep saying, yeah, but it's because it's converted to YouTube, X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. But also, so for Quest and I'm assuming other headsets, you can download games on the headset or you can connect it to the PC. So if you play like the Quest version, the quality is good, but the PC version is better. So, like, it depends what version you're playing that affects, like, the quality of the graphics and stuff.
What's Quest version?
So, Quest is the headset. I have the Quest, Oculus Quest 2. So, it has its own store. Okay. So, I can buy it on the Quest store, or I can go to Steam and buy it on Steam on PC and connect it to the headset and play it on that instead.
And it makes more sense to get it for the Steam, right?
It depends.
Because
so,
if you want to try another Oculus at some point later down the line, say fuck it to Facebook and Oculus.
Well, not Oculus. VR headset. But yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
So Oculus is like the Facebook one. So a different headset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have
For sure, but if you don't have a PC, then it's hard to do. Or like just do how whatever your situation is, it might just make more sense to do like it's just easier just to do it on Oculus, honestly. But like if you want to, you can just do it on your PC. Cause then like also is your PC VR ready? Like that matters. Your PC has to be good enough to actually run the game and shit like that. So it's kind of tricky if you do the PC route.
Interesting. But this is just like you have your own shit, do it all.
Exactly. You play within... on the train if it doesn't require Wi-Fi. Like you know what? You just do it.
That's gotta be weird seeing motherfuckers play the shit on a train, throw it on.
I saw a picture of a homeless guy tucked away in the corner with his VR set on. Bro, I laughed so hard. Like he said, yo, fuck reality for real, for real. I can't be here no more.
I'm sick of living on these streets, bro. Yo, I'd rather be the man over here.
He said, I'm hungry, yo. Where's that VR breakfast at, bro? It's time to eat. Bro, that shit had me dying, bro.
So you have swords, you can shoot shit. Interesting.
Yeah, so
a lot going on here.
Bro, I'm saying I used to play games like this all the time, but I knew it wasn't good for my health and my time management. So I was like, let me step away. But this got me excited again. And the Pokemon drop, it was like, Pokemon. But it's like, bro, this just looks so good. It's like, and this is so different. Like, all there are shooters on this freaking shit. I'm not a shooter person. It's fun, but it's like, I want something different. So I'm like, this is that different I've been feeling for. I need my crack. Give me my crack.
That's fucking hilarious. Huh. Hey, fuck it. I mean, I'm with you. Oh, I mean, hopefully I get to try it when we hopefully meet up next week.
Hopefully. We'll see. Like I said, we might have to cancel because I might just not shave for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I might take an extended vacation from work. I might just, we'll see what happens.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. That's fucking awesome. A lot of gaming. Oh, that's crazy. We got to fucking move outside. What else you got going on though?
That's it for me.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for me too. Yeah, kind of emptied out all my shit.
We got 140, so it's a good time to wrap it up.
All right. Sounds good. If you fuck with the shit that we talked about this week, let us know. If you didn't fuck with it, let us know too. It's been another episode of the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.